Chapter 2. Genres. Do you want to go to the cinema tonight? What film will you see? That will depend on what genre of film you like best. Today, there are so many genres to choose from. Action, drama, comedy, horror, science fiction, romance, spy films. But it wasn't always that way. Early audiences didn't have much choice. But most people loved westerns. Westerns. Westerns are one of the oldest film genres in cinema history. We have all seen exciting battles between cowboys and Indians, fugitives and sheriffs, gunmen and hunters. We know the dramatic settings, snowy mountains, dusty deserts, and rich green prairies. These powerful images of the American West are known and loved around the world. In the era of silent films, people liked westerns because of their simple storylines. They showed the battle between good and evil. The handsome hero rode into town, his white cowboy hat on his head, and battled against the villain in the black hat for the beautiful heroine. Exciting physical action, audacious bank robberies, desperate bandits and dangerous battles all appeared in westerns. Conflicts ended with fistfights and guns, and then the sheriff restored law and order with the help of the hero. American actor John Wayne, nicknamed The Duke, was king of the westerns because of the heroic way he acted on the screen. As audiences became more sophisticated, they wanted to see more than just gunfights and galloping horses. The Western began to examine the treatment of Indians, now called Native Americans, and started to question the audience's belief in the heroes and legends of the genre. Filmmakers showed audiences that not all problems are solved with a gun, and that the line between good and evil isn't always simple. By the 1960s, the original stars and directors of the Westerns were getting old, and people began to lose interest in this genre. In 1963, Hollywood produced only 11 Westerns, compared to 90 in 1953. The growth of television meant that families now enjoyed weekly cowboy adventures at home instead of at the cinema. Actors like Clint Eastwood brought audiences back to the cinema with a new type of Western. They were called spaghetti Westerns because most of them were produced and directed by Italians. These films showed a new kind of main character who was more interested in money than the fight between good and evil. Clint Eastwood starred in many of the original spaghetti westerns in the 1960s. Although filmmakers produce fewer western films today, the energetic and exciting images of the American West seen in the first westerns keep the legends of the Wild West alive. Horror. Horror films developed from many sources, such as ghost stories, Victorian novels, and myths about witches. The earliest horror films were made in a Gothic style. They were set in deserted, remote mansions, far away from civilization. Shadows hid around corners, and ghosts, demons, and vampires filled the empty mansions. Horror films cause us to feel fear, alarm, and panic. But they also thrill and entertain us. They appeal to our darkest fears and our terror of the unknown. Horror films often contain elements of science fiction, where aliens and monsters threaten the Earth and our way of life. The vampire character is one of the most well-known in the history of this genre. The first ever horror film, The Devil's Castle, 1896, was only 2 minutes long, but it contained all the familiar elements of later horror films such as flying bats, skeletons, ghosts, witches, and crucifixes to eradicate evil from the castle. The characters we see most often in horror films are Dracula and Frankenstein. To date, there have been about 200 film versions of Dracula. One of the most popular is the 1992 film Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starring Gary Oldman and Anthony Hopkins. One of the most famous Frankenstein films is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, which was released in 1994 and was a huge hit. It was directed by Kenneth Branagh and starred Robert De Niro and Branagh himself. Horror films are still popular today. One example of a modern horror film is called It, 2017. The original 1986 novel by Stephen King was made into a two-part mini-series for television. This is the story of seven friends who are terrorized by an evil clown. It scares and thrills the audience in the true tradition of the original horror films. Spy fiction and the Bond genre. Spy films usually have a male hero who is patriotic, brave, and promises to protect society from deadly enemies. It is always the spy's job to stop the villain from destroying Western culture. He must use all his courage, intelligence, and skill in this desperate conflict. The battle is always ferocious, but by the end of the film, the spy defeats his enemies, and the world is a safe place once more. The most popular spy of all time is undoubtedly James Bond. Like all classic spies, Bond must save the Western world from the villain. However, he is completely different to other spies in his motives, methods, and his many weaknesses. He drinks, smokes, and is easily distracted by attractive women. James Bond is a very sophisticated, cool character who likes his martini shaken, not stirred. He never runs away from violence and is capable of great brutality and force without spoiling his hair or dirtying his elegant suit. His audiences adore him. The Bond films make use of the latest technology and spectacular special effects, and they are often set in exotic locations. 24 Bond films have been made in 55 years. The 1965 film Thunderball, starring Sean Connery, was the most successful. It made the most money, and the audiences seem to prefer this to many of the other Bond films. Daniel Craig has been a popular James Bond with his mixture of force and sensitivity. Many actors have played James Bond, and cinema-goers and critics argue about who is the best Bond. But everyone agrees about the power of the excitement, danger, and glamour of the Bond genre. Romances. Another popular genre today is romance. People love stories about a boy and girl negotiating the highs and lows of love. Romances can be dramas or comedies, with tragic or happy endings. Romantic films captivate audiences, especially when the main characters have to overcome obstacles to be together. A typical example of this is Romeo and Juliet, a classic love story that has been remade many times and which has inspired other films like West Side Story, 1961, and Titanic, 1997. In all these films, people from different backgrounds fall in love, despite prejudice from the people around them. Other romantic films from classic literature, which have been made in several versions, are Pride and Prejudice, Wuthering Heights, and Great Expectations. But producers have come up with contemporary romances too. Successful romantic films include Notting Hill, 1999, Moulin Rouge, 2001, Amelie, 2001, Love Actually, 2003, and La La Land, 2016. Modern-day romances search for new and unlikely plots. In the hugely popular Twilight, 2008, a teenage girl even fell in love with a vampire, and the audiences loved it. It seems romance is as alive today as it was in the past.